Alrighty, chums. I'm sure you're wondering what happened to us last week, but this is the 13th episode of Influx Radio. Not last week's, because we weren't here last week.
That's right, we weren't here last week.
I wasn't, but Nelson was.
I just don't have access to a computer.
He's internet incapable, but this is the 13th installment of Influx Radio!
My life is lived a quarter mile at a time.
You either live for nothing, or you die for something, John. Billy here with your 13th installment of Influx Radio, and with
Nelly,
me,
Nelly,
as
Nelly,
always,
now, Nelly, now.
This guy, or as known to all of you, that guy. He's that guy.
Jinx. You owe me a beer.
Son of a bitch, I already gave you three. It's going to be that kind of show. We don't know what to expect. We didn't plan for it. We're not planning to plan for it because this is the 13th installment.
13th, man.
Anything
Lucky
can
number
happen.
13. God knows what could happen. So
anything can happen on this full moon because this is a midnight radio show.
Midnight, that's right. And we're intoxicated.
Right. You keep saying that like I already don't know. Alrighty, folks. One thing I do want to go ahead and fill you all in on and get off my stunningly hair-free chest is the back to the future movement here. It's not so
it's
much
not
of a
because
movement,
he shaves, it's because it's never grown in.
And I'm proud of that. I'm an excellent swimmer. I flail around until the lifeguard comes. That makes me good. Like I said, back to the future, something I found out recently because I am a Back to the Future fanatic. We all know, if you're running my circles, Eric Stoltz was originally cast for this role because Michael J. Fox was unavailable.
I think that's hilarious.
When you can't get the Fox, you go for the mask. That being said, back to the future is a comic book that has been split up into six parts and being released over the internet, which is basically asking the question, what if Eric Stoltz was never replaced by Michael J. Fox in the Back to the Future movies?
It would have bombed.
Well, there wouldn't have been three of them.
There would not have been three.
But the good thing is that it's written by David Guy Levy. Don't know who that is, but he tells the story of what would have happened if the filmmakers of Back to the Future went back in time and made sure Eric Stoltz was never replaced by Michael J. Fox as Marty McFly in the popular film series. All proceeds of this foundation or of this benefit go to the Young Storytellers Foundation, the YSF. The YSF. It is stunningly illustrated, which I think you should all go ahead and get because the first three issues of this
are free.
The other three you have to pay $2 a piece for.
Did you say free?
So you are paying for it in the end if you like it. If you don't like it, then you got out cheap. But that being said, let's go ahead and talk a little bit further about the YSF, the Young Storytellers Foundation.
Yeah, it's
brilliant.
A
brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant,
free,
right?
Free ideas for
yes.
movie makers, right?
It is kids writing stories about what movies
child
should
labor
be made from. Are you kidding me? We have laws against this. In other countries, they do this with no problem. But here, we've gone ahead and put this on the books that we don't go ahead and take kindly to child labor. Unless it is only in small increments and paid for thus.
I think it's hilarious, and they disguise it as a foundation.
It's a foundation to get these young storytellers to get their story out there to the willing ears of Hollywood.
And then be made into a
Hollywood.
Major motion picture based off of the stories.
Only if they signed their rights away. And not even them. They're lucky parents that are like, your kid's going to be a star, ma'am. We're going to go ahead and get him a job at Warner Brothers Studios writing Green Lantern because their ideas are fantastic.
Well, that first Green Lantern was.
Did I say Green Lantern?
You said Green Lantern.
Did I mean Jonah Hex?
You meant Jonah Hex?
Did I mean Jonah Hex?
Did you?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Both of them look like they were written by a 4-year-old.
Exactly. Here, kid, read some of these comic books. Oh, my God, I skimmed through the pages. Let's go ahead and do a book. Let's go ahead and do a movie. I'm going to write the movie for you. No, but that is what Back to Back to the Future is. What do you think of Back to the Future, Back to Back to the Future?
I think it's blasphemy and garbage.
Absolutely.
You want to read it because you're I want to read it because I'm an Back to Uber the Future, fan, which and I get just, it.
I just have to see what they've done.
But I'm true to the movies, and that's pretty much it. It's like, God forbid,
you know
they
what?
Were to make...
Wait a second here. You need to make like a tree... And get out of here.
Is made like a tree and leave.
You sound like a damn fool when you get it wrong.
All right. Leave
already.
Oh, Biff.
Tom Wilson.
Biff, make sure to put 2 coats of wax this time.
I put this is the second coat I'm putting on now, sir.
Now, Biff.
You wouldn't be lying to me now, would you? I'm just about to start on the second coat now. Where did I? Yeah.
And honestly, these aren't even like the famous quotes. All right.
No,
so that's how bad we are.
Ones.
That's how bad we are.
Yes. Like, how could you loan me a car without telling me it had a blind spot? Do you realize I could have been killed? I got booze all over this coat. Who's gonna pay for that?
I guess it's poetic justice. 2 McFlys
with the same gun.
We can go on and on, but we're digressing.
Yeah, we digress. This could actually really go on and on all night. There's 3 movies over 6 hours.
One day, we promise, we'll play the entire... The entire
we'll basically
saga
do a whole movie for you, at least the first one.
We'll act it out for you guys on air.
Yeah, there you go. That's something to look forward to, folks. If you haven't become a fan by now, that right there pretty much seals it, doesn't it?
I think so.
I'm even brushing up on my DeLorean sounds.
That was
really
bad.
That last one was the wind. I said I'm brushing up. I didn't say I perfected it, Dick. As you see, this is going nowhere quick. As Nelson chugs.
Delicious. Anyway, continue.
I've pretty much said my piece on that. I mean, I'm going to read it. I'm going to see where this goes. We're going to talk more about it once all 6 issues are out and available.
Yeah, you just
which
let me
they
know.
Say it's going to be in the mid-July, like July 19th, I believe, is when all issues will go ahead and be available for your viewing consumption.
The only thing I will give it, honestly, we saw I guess they have like the virtual covers for them.
The artwork looks amazing.
And
that's by Jeffrey
Spokes.
It's
really, really nice.
That's by Jeffrey Spokes. If you haven't seen it, you could even pick it up in a copy of Entertainment Weekly because Entertainment Weekly
borrow,
had picked up the story.
You let me borrow a comic book with that almost that same artwork. I'm trying to remember which one did you let me borrow?
Damn. Recently?
Yeah, recently.
Because
it was one of the DC ones.
It almost looks like Ryan Sook's artwork, but it's not. No.
It's almost like what's his name?
It's not Alex Ross, and that I know you're not thinking that, but that's
I was actually thinking Alex Ross.
You were
the
thinking?
One, yeah, because the one that you gave me was an Alex Ross.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going that way, but Ryan Sook has a very similar style to this artwork. I don't know if all of you out there know who Ryan Sook is, but he's an amazing artist, and this style is very similar. You're gonna like it because alone the artwork is amazing.
Yeah,
and
that,
you see the producers.
That I'll give it.
Yeah, you
the
see
concept,
the producers in the.
But I'm wondering, what is it? So is it going to be officially like the actual film that like the directors
no, it,
like Robert
I
Zemeckis?
Said it, it's
and
the story of them if they had made him the star. Like we'll probably see
so it's
bits
not that
and
they
pieces
get into
of the
DeLorean
movies.
And go back and they.
They
their
actually get into
is
a different
stop.
Kind of car. They get into a different kind of car and they go back and they. They make sure that Eric Stoltz is kept in that role, does the movie. And to be honest with you, I think it's more like a Eric Stoltz story, like what his life would have been, which I'm sure he's going to be eagerly awaiting what the hell could have happened. He's going to be picking this up.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Like we were talking about before.
He's going to be like that one guy that's not a Michael J. Fox fan.
Yeah, those couple of scenes that they filmed with him that you see in the extra, yeah. That was just proof of how bad the movie was going to be.
The only reason I think Robert Zemeckis went ahead and, okay, you want Stoltz instead of Fox? Not a problem. Right. I'm going to go ahead and start filming then, okay? Is that cool with you guys, the execs? That cool? All right. Two weeks later.
Go ahead, sit down. I got a little film to show you.
I want to show my progress. Go ahead. No, lean back if you need to. I got popcorn. I got drinks coming around.
You're gonna love this.
Can you hit play up there, dear? Play. Yeah. There you go. Okay. All right. Here we go. That's Stoltz walking in. There you go. Okay.
Oh God.
Ooh. Oof. This incest stuff is coming off rather dirty. Didn't seem that way the when you described it. Is this what the whole movie is like? Is this where you're going with this? Is this what you envisioned?
I told you we needed Michael J. Fox. Stoltz isn't the one. You know what? I am glad you showed us this.
You know what? Do what it takes. I don't care if he's sleep deprived and stumbling on set. That's got to be better than this.
poor Eric Stoltz.
The only thing he could get, he got basically Ron Perlman work after that, going and doing The Mask.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, and then Ron Perlman came along and took all that work from Eric Stoltz.
Yeah,
guy has not had a rough life. I heard they based Boogie Nights off of him, loosely.
Off of who? Eric Stoltz or?
Loosely.
Off of Eric Stoltz or Ron Perlman?
Stoltz. Perlman has a career. We know who Perlman is.
He's right up there. You got to feel bad for some of these actors, though. For example, Ray Park and Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman,
there's not one major motion picture that he's done where he doesn't wear a mask. Or his
Blade
face is hidden.
Two.
Yeah, he's got fangs and he's got sunglasses.
Do you know what a mask is?
I know, but look, he did the Beauty and the Beast back in the 80s.
With Linda Hamilton.
With Linda
you.
Hamilton, out of all people, but...
Yeah.
Which I don't get. There's certain women that they're not hot, but for some reason Hollywood has made them to be hot.
Kristen Stewart.
Seriously. Seriously. But wait, well, one thing at a time. Don't get me started on Kristen Stewart. Jesus Christ. You're a vampire.
You can't see the hair,
I know
hair
what you,
being tossed.
Yeah, I'm flipping the hair behind my ears. You know how that goes. Yeah. It's like it's her trademark thing. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's the best
but anyways,
you can come up with her trademark thing.
You're a vampire. Hey,
oh my God. What just happened?
Yes, that was us getting startled by the phone vibrating. If you must know.
Yes, it was the phone.
Excuse me?
So, but anyway, getting back to what we were talking about. Please, continue.
This is good stuff. Where was I? It's taken effect.
Moving on. Wouldn't you love to see a
live action? I remember. No, but he did Beauty and the Beast and Hellboy.
And Hellboy 2.
Hellboy 2.
Yeah.
Same character, but still, it's another movie.
Yeah.
You know, and then Ray Park did Toad.
Yes, but you know what, though?
Snake Eyes.
You got to give them credit.
Maul.
No, you have to give them a shitload of credit for going ahead and being like, well, people don't want to see us. Let's go ahead and keep milking this gravy train.
Seriously. Like,
I mean, look at Doug Jones. Huh? Look at him, Silver Surfer. He played Abe Sapien. That guy, I don't think they let his skin actually get a tan. He's always in some sort of prosthetics and body paint. Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying. We've always talked about that. It had to be embarrassing with Lawrence Fishburne. We want you to be the Silver Surfer.
Oh,
awesome. I mean, will I have enough time to work out? I was like,
Wow, dude.
Yeah. We actually
That's a question for your agent. You should really talk to your agent first before just calling the studio. That should have been discussed with you already.
We're just using your voice.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going for someone a little bit taller, a little more fit.
Somebody that's not going to have to take the time. We want to start shooting as of next week. Looking at you, Paul Bettany. We're going to go ahead and start shooting. You just lend us your voice.
You are chiseled like a Greek god, sir.
Yeah. The god of food. But if you remember, Paul Bettany didn't even know he was going to be in Iron Man 2 until, like, I guess they went back in post and are like, okay, let's go ahead and fill in his voiceover scenes. And he's like, oh, hey, yay. You guys didn't forget about me. I'm back.
Kinda.
I don't think he's met Robert Downey Jr. I think they bring him in the back way to the premiere.
We don't.
Even Jennifer Connelly gets to go in the front way. Have you seen my husband? Don't worry. He'll meet you at your seats.
Yeah, because she's married to Jarvis, right?
Yeah, she's married to Paul Bettany. Don't know how that happened. Where they met?
That's Jarvis.
Yeah, don't know how that happened with them too. Goes to show there is hope out there for everybody in Britain.
That's terrible. What if we have fans that are from Britain? I apologize on behalf of Billy. I apologize.
Well, no, if you've got that accent going for you, you're set, man.
Honestly, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure that there's like three Britons that could fit into America. We're pretty much, at least two. We're bigger than you. So think about that. Your odds about getting an American woman are good.
Rachel Weisz.
Rachel, yeah.
I mean, she's scrumptious, but she's got a gap in her teeth.
Who cares?
Because she's got the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
No.
Keira Knightley, I don't like
no
scrawny girls, but there's something about Keira Knightley.
She's like a British Natalie Portman.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Great one. I never thought of it like that. The British Natalie Portman. Holy crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Hence why they're not stepping on each other's toes in Hollywood. Like, I'm going to just do all, like, the Jane Austen books and any other, like, period pieces.
Hello,
you stick
Poppet.
To everything else. Hello, Poppet. Yeah.
Now see how terribly bad corsets are? She has nothing. She's got the chest of a 12-year-old boy.
In Asia.
Seriously. But for some reason, she had a pair of knockers on her in Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where the hell those came from, but dude, never.
That's
trust
why,
a corset.
Yeah.
Or a bustier.
But you never know when they're on. You never know when they're supporting something until you take it back home and
now you gotta
start,
love you gotta love a bustier with big knockers, man. Those things are spilling all over the place, man.
Yeah.
They're pretty much a tabletop.
That's why guys go so strongly for cleavage, because there's no denying that.
Yeah.
There's gotta be something there to form cleavage and still have something in the holster. Yeah. Well,
but anyway, off of cleavage, where were we going with all this?
I don't know. I just kept staring at your cleavage. Yeah.
Good time. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So
what? Go ahead. You wanted to say something?
Well, no. Kind of.
I think we're both going in the same direction.
I mean, we've segued.
There are certain holy grails, I believe, we both have.
Yeah, we're going
to
go ahead and segue
off of the... I'd like you to go ahead
the,
and tell
the,
me your
back
holy
to the
grail.
Back. Well, give me a... Back to the back to
back,
the future.
Back to the back to the future?
Back to the back to the back of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we were talking about before is certain holy grails that, God forbid...
Give me... If you can do it, give me your top five holy grails. I'll check them off if they're on my list, too.
Of...
Never being remade.
Don't even bother
trying to remake it. It's good the way it is. We accept it with all its flaws and greatness.
All right, five. Oof.
That shouldn't even be a hassle.
Well, give me a second. Give me a second. There's a lot of movies in my head, so.
Well, other than being a big guy, you shouldn't be even breaking a sweat here.
Hey, but you're fat. You're gonna sweat. So, anyways,
no.
The Godfather. God forbid someone were to have the audacity.
There you go.
To remake that bad boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, not on my list, but.
See, but that's on my list, though.
That's your list.
The
I said I'd check them off as I go, as you go.
Yours and mine, mm-hmm. Back to the Future.
That's a ding, ding, check.
Yeah, there is
check, triple check, circle that crap. No possible
way, yeah. God forbid someone were to.
Yeah, don't even bother with that.
Gremlins. I do
check.
Not.
Yeah.
I could not see, because they're going to ruin the Gremlins, because someone's going to want to revamp them and make them more vicious. Someone's going to want to change their, you know, it's going to be, they're going to try to put them in some modern.
More Yoda in episode 2.
Yeah, whatever. So that's 3. 2 more. Jesus. Believe it or not, one of my favorite movies of all time, and I would not, because I think it's perfect as is.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth? Are you kidding? Are you serious?
No, I thought that's what you were going to say. You looked like you were going to be a big David Bowie fan. You guys can't see it, but he's got the long locks coming over his face. He's
you can still
David
use,
Bowie circa 1980.
You can still use Bowie. If you were to remake that one, you could still use Bowie.
Yeah,
true. He's still alive, and he actually pretty much looks the same. But Tombstone.
Tombstone, okay, that's a good one. I didn't have that on my list.
I'm here, Huckleberry.
Uh-huh.
We're playing for blood. Oh, my God.
Did you realize that Wyatt Earp got screwed because that came out at the same time? Wyatt Earp was a good movie.
Yeah.
But basically
you know,
the same thing.
You know what it is? Yeah, it's basically the same thing, but there's your comparison, which is kind of cool. You have your Dennis Quaid rendition of Doc Holliday and Val Kilmer's rendition. Val Kilmer killed it.
But what do you think about? But what do you think about Kurt Russell versus Kevin Costner there, though?
Oh,
that's
man.
Tough because Kurt did a good job, but I think Kevin had it.
But here's the thing. It's a little different because remember Wyatt Earp was like nominated for Oscars and you know and. Prizes and awards and whatnot.
Well, Tombstone, it's usually the one that flies under the radar that goes ahead and gets nominated at the award shows.
No, Tombstone is your
summer
action,
blockbuster.
Yeah. Your action pack. That's like guns blazing. You know.
Oh yeah, White Earp. Good time.
First of all, it was way too long.
Yeah, that was like a 3-hour movie.
Yeah. Way too long.
But
it's
Kevin
one of
Costner,
your class. Kevin Costner,
if
that's
Kevin
what he
Costner
does.
If Kevin Costner is not in a 3-hour long movie, then he's probably not in that movie.
Yeah.
Either that or there's a director's cut soon to be coming of that movie.
Yeah, but that one.
He got away with it in Robin Hood because that movie was just so awesome. You couldn't deny Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was awesome. Yeah. Professor Snape was awesome. Alan Rickman.
Yes. Oh, God, you're going to kill me. You're one of them, aren't you?
I love that one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're going to kill me.
If you didn't know, that was Alan Rickman in Die Hard. Yes.
Hans Gruber.
He was in Die Hard. How you say
yippee-ki-yay? What, you think I was going to give you a loaded gun? How did you know? What was it? The cigarettes he was smoking, yep. And he figured he's awesome. Good old John McClane. But
kind of been drugged through the mud a little bit. I think that the second trilogy has not gone off as well as the first trilogy. Because there is a part 6 in the works.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that one.
Yes, there is a part 6 in the works. I forget the working title.
See,
but it has a play off of the Die Hard name, which is indicative of the second trilogy.
A good day to finally die.
It's something along
those
lines.
I'm going to finally die hard.
I'm in a nursing home and I died hard.
So what do we have? We have The Godfather. We have Back to the Future, Gremlins, Tombstone. And
see, I want to say, see, what's another one of my favorite movies?
I've got two that you should have named but don't have the space for now.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, it's going to be...
I know they should be on your list.
I'm pretty sure if you mention it, I'm probably going to be... Remember, I mean, we have...
Yeah, I know.
I have a humongous library of...
Oh, that's what it's called. Sorry. Interject.
Go ahead.
Just since we're so close to still this topic.
Yeah.
Die Hardest.
Wow.
Now, if that is not just ripe with dick jokes, I don't know what is.
That is
and
terrible.
And cue the dick
so
jokes.
So bad.
Yeah. I don't know if the Viagra set in when they told him the title and he was just like, that's right.
That is terrible, man. Why would they do that?
It's like the hair McClane and then the non-hair McClane.
You know
too much sun is hitting the dome and affecting his judgment, because I just saw the newest Die Hard, A Good Day to Die Hard. And
I liked that one.
It wasn't a bad movie, but there was not enough explained. And to be honest with you, I don't think he really should have been involved in that one. He didn't have any real stake in the game. He didn't know what was going on. He just kind of got involved because he wanted to. He was like, I'm on vacation and shit's supposed to happen on my vacation, so...
But here's the thing.
Let's go ahead and have some shit happen on my vacation. Which he mentions throughout the movie.
But here's the thing. It's kind of showing off his son, because obviously he's got his...
John McClane Jr., which
John McClane
is what
Jr.
he claims at the end. But... As much as I like that kid too, I don't feel it. Just
I'd like
didn't...
to see him in a couple more things because he was good in John Reacher.
Jack Reacher. That was a good movie. No, that was a really good movie, which a lot of people gave it flack because it's not a 6 foot black guy that was supposed to be what the character was.
No, Jack Reacher's supposed to be this like almost 6'11" or something like that, blonde.
What, he can't be black?
I mean, Jack.
What's the matter with you?
Huh?
What's the matter?
What?
Calm down, Paula Deen. You can't be black.
Boom. You had to throw one in there. That's crazy, right?
She has gotten really royally screwed into the ground.
Yeah. I mean, she's
Not that I'm saying she didn't have it coming or anything, but.
But ooh, I've seen
everybody's pulled out of her. The whole gang has just been like, you're done. We're not renewing anything.
Straight up
you
done. I mean, within a couple of days, not even an entire
here's
week.
Here's just what I remember off the top of my head. Caesars pulled all her restaurants out from their hotel, Las Vegas. Food Network immediately canceled her ass.
Yep.
I believe it's either Target or Walmart that decided not to carry her products or anything.
Yeah, and then the company that does her like food and her cookware and stuff like that, also that one for...
Ooh, really?
For Home Shopping Network, that one is. I think that one's still kind of teetering, but that one's should be like.
No,
gone.
I think I did see Home Shopping pulled.
That one pulled also.
I think
finally.
So. Yes.
Because last thing I read is that
there
they
was,
were
like,
still
four
in
or
the
five things that pulled from her.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, that,
she,
all within a week, man. Maybe like a week and a half. That was craziness.
She's had a good run. You know, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure she'll be fine with her $70 million.
Yeah, just go focus on fattening up your grandkids. Have a good time. You know?
Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah.
You see, folks, this is really, really not our format. This is completely and totally free.
And I think it's kind of fun.
Freewheeling today.
We're going to do these from time to time, depending
on
your
reaction.
Maybe once a month,
maybe. Once a quarter or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get pissed drunk and just talk mad crap.
Yeah, that'll happen again.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Yeah, well, anyway.
Keep going.
Continue. So, last movie. What was it? Jeez, man. Is there so many.
Well, I just recently saw.
There's a lot. Parker. There's a lot that's already been. Like, I wouldn't have want. I don't want. I didn't want to see Conan remade, and they already did that.
But what is on your list? You're on number five now. Go ahead and give that some thought. If you need to take a moment, we'll get back to you. I'm going to talk about a couple movies that I've seen recently.
Well, it's already being remade. I would say RoboCop, man, but it's already being remade.
That would be your fifth?
Yeah, it's... I don't even know if I should even put it on the list because it's getting
remade.
If
it's on your list, it could still be on your list.
No,
doesn't mean it can't be on your list.
But it's being remade, man. That's ridiculous, man. And those pictures that are released look ridiculous.
I hope they push that thing back into oblivion.
I like the actor because I watched The Killing, and he's really good. As far as acting is concerned, the guy is awesome. He's got acting cred, you know?
Nobody said anything about his acting cred. It's just the suit that is mainly bugging everybody.
And he's got the one hand out.
The one hand is really... I think that is more disconcerting than the suit itself. I could probably put up with a whole black suit if it was a whole black suit and not a whole black suit and one hand.
Hmm.
I could probably put up with the all black suit and be like, all right, the suit sucks.
But you've heard it's supposed RoboCop. To be CG or something like that, or it's going to be filmed over. You've heard this?
See, I've heard that rumor, but at the same time, I've heard that the suit is going to be all CG'd over, and that was just, don't worry, fans, that was just what we're shooting in. Bullshit. Because you wouldn't take the time to put so much detail into the shooting model of your suit. You wouldn't put fucking logos and OCP property and stuff all over.
No, shit.
If it was going to be something
what's his
that
name?
Was CG'd over. The Ninja Turtles proved that just recently.
Davy Jones, when he was acting, when he was actually on the ship, all he had was a little green crap around his lip and his eyes to kind of, when they superimpose the octopus face, mm-hmm. it matches up.
Yeah. Well, you know? Nowadays, all they do is they go ahead and put these little silver circles all over your face, which go ahead and give them plot points, or not plot points, but
reference points
for what your facial movements do so that they can go ahead and mimic that in the computer.
Yeah, so there's
no excuse for this black suit that was, it's like the poor, and I know everybody's seen it and said it, and it's just a bastard child of like the Dark Knight suit and the Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Looks terrible.
Looks it's almost terrible. It's so almost like, have you seen,
that's
have
your
you
five, seen the, though. I want to just go ahead and close that out so that I can go ahead and
throw your
tell you which ones I think you left out.
Or what are your five?
Well, okay. Number one, be all end all. Back to the Future. Do not touch that. Don't mess with that. Leave that the hell alone. Let's not revisit that. That trilogy is that trilogy. Leave it alone. Secondly, I would like to go ahead and put on that list Ghostbusters.
Holy shit, that's right, Ghostbusters. But we've talked before about...
We've talked about it, but we've talked about
extending,
about
them, not a remake, not, but...
Yes, not ever remaking. But that should be there. That would be on my list.
Which on the, what was it, show 11 when you had Angel on?
Yes.
I heard that one.
You okay with that? I know you're still healing.
I'm fine with that. But you guys missed out a really good guy. And it's just the fact that I just recently saw This Is the End, which, by the way, that movie is amazing. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it. That movie is great. You would think it's just like a really funny movie. Mm-hmm. But besides being a funny movie, there's an actual, it's an actually really good plot. It's an actually good film. Actually, I've actually put it up there. These are one of those movies that when you're flipping channels and it's on, that's where it's going to stay. I can watch it over and over again. That's where this, I've actually put this in my library of movies that I can see over and over again. But anyway, Jay Burchell. I always have a hard time with his last name, but Jay Burchell as Egon Spengler.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Or the similarity. You and I have had that talk. For God's sakes, he even has the hair.
Yes, but who did I say would fit that part? I forget. I think I mentioned somebody for Egon. I mentioned somebody for Egon, and I think that was still a valid point with Egon.
It wasn't. Didn't we talk about Jason Segel?
I think.
I think you did Segel, and didn't you mention what's his name from?
Which I'm surprised you didn't see more. Was he in This Is the End? Because he's supposedly part of that pack.
He wasn't though.
Huh.
There was a lot, surprising, there was a lot of people, because it was like almost a reunion of that whole 90s
Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
And Degrassi. And,
yeah.
Well, not so much Degrassi. What was the other show? There was another show that they all got into.
Oh, it was just that I know of, it's only Freaking Geeks. Because there's major references
that Seth Rogen was a part of. And it was when Jay Burchell came a part of, because he wasn't in Freaks and Geeks.
No, he wasn't.
It was
Sweets was in Freaks and Geeks, which I think is funny.
Who?
Sweets from he was in Waiting. I don't remember his real name, but he plays Sweets on Bones, and he's actually was in Waiting.
Okay.
He was the one waiter at the end. You guys are all fucked.
Oh, that's what it was. Jay Burchell and Seth Rogen were in Undeclared after that. Undeclared was the show.
Holy crap, are you serious?
Yeah.
Undeclared.
Yeah.
That was a Nickelodeon show, wasn't it?
Was it a Nickelodeon show? All I know is that's where Jay Burchell got his...
Or something like that? It was something like that.
I thought that was like an MTV show.
MTV?
I think it was MTV, if I'm not mistaken. Because I remember seeing some episodes. It carried on Jason Segel, Seth Rogen... Jay Purcell went ahead and came on that show.
Let me tell you, that movie...
And it even had Amy Poehler.
Wow. Let me tell you, that's one of those shows that...
And some other notables, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, but there's a lot of cameos, man. I mean, a lot of cameos. If you slow it down, this is one of those movies that you're going to go back, and you literally, once it comes out on DVD...
Whoa.
Or on Blu-ray...
Whoa!
You're going to have to sit down and...
Are you kidding me? I don't get to finish my list here?
Dude.
You get to go
we
ahead.
We interjected
you get,
it.
You
we
get to go ahead.
On my list many a times.
You get to go ahead.
Many
and just
a times.
Trample.
Go ahead and finish
you
your
get
bullshit
to
list.
Go ahead. Just trample
go ahead.
Over
Jesus
all
Christ.
My time to go on your tirade, your
ahead.
Rants, and your raving.
You tirade on my list,
and
so
your
go
slaving.
Ahead. Go.
I said Back to the Future.
Correct. We
I
agree.
Said
Ghostbusters.
We I agree. Told you that I would agree with Gremlins. That's a good one. I also feel that you missed out on an opportunity to include Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
See, I don't...
Beetlejuice.
I've actually have to change... I'm going to have to change one of my on my list.
Oh, man. What are you subbing? What's your alternate?
Yeah. I'm going to have to get rid of... what was the last one that I said? Last one I said RoboCop.
You realize there's nobody else here that's going to go ahead and read your minutes back to you, right?
That's fine. But anyways...
you have to work on
I'm
memory.
Subbing, I'm subbing RoboCop for Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Not a bad one. I'm going to have to
That
agree.
Is one of
that,
my
that, I'll
top,
agree with that.
Top.
So that. Damn it. Because that fills out my list now. Because I included Beetlejuice. But I think it goes without saying when you put movies out there like any of the original three Star Wars, or at least the first two, or Indiana Jones, the first three.
Wow, why did we not think? See, because we're thinking of our favorite movies.
No,
but
that goes without saying, I think. That's one of those that's like, well, yeah, you know you're not going to remake those. You just wasted three spots.
But Hollywood, yeah, but you know that Hollywood is
Disney. Let's be specific, Disney.
No, I'm going to say generally.
No, Disney,
Hollywood.
Because that
Hollywood
is
getting ballsier and ballsier, all right? Because there's already been mentioned that the Hoff... I don't know if he's joking or not, but the Hoff wants to put in for a role in the Gone with the Wind remake. Okay? If they're getting
terrible.
That ballsy, if they're getting that ballsy to make Gone with the Wind, you know,
terrible.
They'll do anything. There's
I'm surprised they haven't like brought in the freaking Ocean's 11 crew. You know, get George Clooney in there, Brad Pitt.
I don't know. But now, on the other side, is there any movie that you actually would like to see remade?
See, that's a tough one because, again, then you're asking, like, who would you cast? What would it be done? Or what would be done with it? I would like to see X-Men remade. And that hasn't been that long. I'd love to see them just shut down everything they have in production.
That's fine, but those movies were disappointing.
I'm
talking about movies that you actually enjoy. I'll throw my first one in.
Mm-hmm.
Commando. I love Commando. Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I would be, hmm. I'm intrigued to see how they would flip it. You know, would be, would he most likely really? Would be a you retired.
Know, you know, they're going to be putting him back in Terminator.
Which I don't even know. He's got to be as a cameo. How the hell are you going to put him back in there? Are they letting, is it the organ, the Terminators actually have, do they age?
They're you know, going
so
to.
Are they are living, so are they are a living organism?
All this time.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's going to be like, all this time, John Connor, I was the Skynet supercomputer.
That's actually pretty good.
I am here. And I'm telling you now that I'm going to shut down the human race once and for all.
Or maybe, what if he's...
And do we go with a new John Connor? Or do we finally bring back somebody for a cameo role? Nick Stahl, Edward Furlong, Christian Bale.
Man, could you imagine? That's what I think is funny, man. These people aren't doing anything.
Christian Bale is.
No, well, obviously Christian Bale, but I mean, like the original John Connor. Well,
I think Edward Furlong is doing 3 to 5. Isn't he in jail? I know he just recently went to jail.
Damn, man. This is fame will ruin your life.
Well, if you only have one hit.
Oh, God. That's killing
me. If you keep going and you keep working and don't just work off of like a couple of roles, I mean, I think
that kills me, that comment, how some of these deadbeats, you know, you didn't know what to do with your fame. You didn't know how to continue, you know?
That's the worst part, is not knowing what to do with it, but not continuing and at least keeping yourself busy enough to quit screwing up like Amanda Bynes.
But she wasn't famous to begin with.
She should have kept working. No, she's the man. Come on, she had Channing Tatum before anybody else.
But there you go. There you go. They both were at the same level. She's actually the headliner. He's the secondary. Yeah. He's the random dude. Mm-hmm. Look where he's at. He's, I mean.
Sunset Boulevard. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's wrong decisions, and it's just people doing, I don't know. Well, I don't know how they...
And here are my air quotes saying that she did all this as an act, which then she's a fucking good actress.
Yeah, because that was a train wreck like nobody. Yeah. I mean, she made Britney Spears look normal.
But if that was all an act, then we just need to go find Lindsay Lohan, because she must have been following her for the previous year to go ahead and get some references.
Oh, God. These people, I swear to God.
Yeah.
But Commando, like I was saying, Commando. I'd like to see Commando be remade. You'd like to see Commando?
Yeah. There's other movies. But somebody... If I were to expand on my movies, though, because you're doing Commando, I wouldn't want to remake Rambo or Rocky. Just throwing that out there. Neither of those.
No, Rocky
was great.
See, that's another one. You see, it's this conversation is a long one. It's a long one because there's so many great movies. Now that you mentioned Rocky, that's a great movie. That's our own
personal. So yeah.
But you know, you do know that it's in the works. I don't know if it's official. If it's opened already or not, it's going to open. If it hasn't opened yet, it's going to open. Rocky. The musical. Thank you very much. Rocky the Broadway show. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's over in Europe. I'm not 100% sure. But at some point, it will hit Broadway.
Not really. Because if you saw Spider-Man turn out the lights, that didn't hit Broadway. That was like, close this down, guys.
There were more accidents than there were actual performances, which I thought was hilarious. They couldn't get
that off. Oh, damn you, Doc Ock. I'll get you back. That's one of those that you could play off. I'm sorry. No, I don't buy that. Accidents. It's a bunch of lazy workers that are like, this is going to tank anyway. Fuck it. I'm going for a break.
Where's the wire crew?
I think they're on a smoke break out back with the construction crew.
Go talk to the union. I'm on my 15.
No, not happening.
Oh, God.
But anyways.
That being said, I mean, there's several movies that shouldn't be remade but are still in the works. Like, I didn't think Karate Kid should be remade, but
actually that was a good remake though.
To this day, I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it yet? I'm still a Macchio fan.
No, I understand that, but you got to take it for what it
is. Or if you're
I like
Barney,
the fact.
Sweep the leg, kid.
But I'll be disqualified.
Sweep the leg.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny. But what I think is funny is that they represented the movie. I mean, completely different people, completely different, like almost, I don't know how to explain it, but the essence of the Karate Kid was there.
I mean, question.
It was spot on. They even had the kid. You remember there was the, towards the end, there was Johnny, some, like Hawaiian, I don't want to sound terrible, it's going to sound terrible, but some Hawaiian looking kid with a, with a praying mantis on his back, who was equally as good as Johnny. He was like Johnny's competition. So towards the semifinal rounds, it was him. It was Johnny, that kid, that particular kid, Daniel LaRusso, and the good one. You know how in every...
The good one.
Well, no, in every... It's the one that goes, he's had enough, Johnny.
Yeah.
That kid who has...
The pussy.
Yeah, the little, who has a little conscience.
Yeah.
That he sweeps, he breaks Daniel's leg, and he goes, I'm sorry, Daniel, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So they're all represented there in the movie with all these other Asian kids. There's this one kid that has like this huge mohawk. He is bad ass.
Now,
not to mention, he looks like he's 30.
Do you remember going off on a different tangent? You and I grew up loving our action stars. We idolized Stallone and Schwarzenegger's rivalry through the 80s and 90s, carrying on till today, where they're actually now teaming up in movies and still being dicks to each other. Where they you saw it in Expendables 2, where he's like,
which is great.
I hate owing you. But now you've got, in my opinion, the Bald Bunch, where you've got Statham and Johnson. Statham and Johnson, I think, are the new Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
I think they're a little... Statham is there with them.
I think Statham is the new
Statham
Stallone.
Is the new action guy.
No, wait. Statham is the new Stallone. Let's be specific. I think he's the new Stallone because I just feel that he's more of that kind of character. He'll have that kind of statement to be made in his movies. Whereas The Rock... He's the Schwarzenegger, the big muscular guy. But the difference is he's actually become a very good actor.
That's what I was getting at. Their range, let me rephrase that. Dwayne, his range in acting is not like
pigeonholed like Schwarzenegger.
Like Schwarzenegger or Stallone.
No, wait. Statham. Stallone, I'm sorry to say this, you might disagree, but I wholeheartedly put this out there. Stallone always was the better actor of the two. If we're talking about overall acting, not just action.
Fair, no, I agree. Fair enough. But their main
bread and butter
is those action movies. They've all tried to span off. Should I remind you of Copland?
Should I remind you of Junior?
Yeah, fair enough, correct.
Copland,
but,
though, he did a good job. He even took a very heavily decreased pay to be able to do that movie, Stallone did. He took whatever the minimum wage for an actor working on that film in his
But that was
position.
His low point, though. That was his low point, because he's on a high point again.
Yes.
You know?
But he went back to basics with this. Let's do a kick-ass action movie. And let me do what nobody else has done and put all of us back on the big screen. Basically, he grabbed all his bargain bin buddies and put them back on screen. because Dolph Lundgren hadn't been seen out of the $7.99 Blu-ray bin in at least the last decade.
He was one roll away from sci-fi, my friend. One roll away.
I swear, Billy Baldwin was starting to lure him over. I'm telling you, dude, we got fucking dinosaurs with snake heads. Are you kidding me? How do you fucking beat that?
Pythonosaurus Rex. Pythonosaurus Rex, baby.
Are you kidding me? Pythona Turtle Rex. You messed up your own creation.
Dude, it was a
little
bit...
You're remaking your own creation. You realize that. Pythona Turtle Rex.
Pythona Turtle Rex.
Yes. Oh,
that was
Billy,
such a great
Billy
idea.
Billy Baldwin was there.
I am waiting.
We're in production with this. We got the green light. Sci-fi said yes day one. We went to production day two. I'm telling you, Lundgren,
man.
You could play this with very minimal makeup. You don't have to be in the chair for too long. We could do this.
Could you imagine?
We could have this made in a weekend.
Dude, he's going to have the turtle shell, right?
Yeah.
He's going to have
turtle shell. You got to have that.
He's going to have the snake head coming from the top part of the turtle head. And he's got
the
Rex hands.
You got to have... Well, and then you have to have the Rex legs. You got to have the Rex legs coming out on the side of the shells.
I'm telling you, man, that would be the shit. Because he would be hard to get. He would be hard to get at. Because when you shoot him, the bullets are gonna ricochet off the shell.
Well, why does nobody ever aim for the head?
I don't know, because it's just random shooting. Well, would you have accuracy? Would you have accuracy if you had one of these abominations of nature in real life heading towards you?
I'm just saying in general. It is a common knowledge that if you're going to go into a firefight, you're probably going to put on a bulletproof vest. Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Statham, The Rock. Okay, aim a little higher, fuckers.
go for the neck, headshots.
Hello. I see. That's what they do. That's what they
win.
That's what they win, unless you're Schwarzenegger and Stallone, because it was a little bit easier back in the day. You could just like
that's what I'm telling you, man.
Fling
you
razor blades at everybody,
dude. You drop. Because keep in mind, probably in Iran and Iraq, Rambo, Commando, all these movies are like
training
brand
videos.
New. Yeah, they're brand new over there.
No. They're like training videos.
You know,
like,
so.
Like Rambo 3 is like what the Afghanis used to try and fight us with when we came over with bombs.
I'm telling you, man. You drop these bad boys there, they're going to be like, he's Rambo. He's Rambo. Oh.
I see it a different way. I see it where they're like, oh my God, why does nobody aim for the head? This is bullshit. I hate watching these kinds of movies. This is what... Then that's Russian. I'm sorry. I went Russian there for a second. But the Russians
that's
are probably...
They were our enemies at one point.
They still are. They're just hiding it a little better. I swear to God, aim for the head, you American cowboy. What are you doing?
That was still Russian.
I know. I was going for Russian that time. Oh,
okay, good.
That
good,
time
good,
it was
good,
established.
I wasn't sure. I thought you were going for...
outside of this room, it was established that I was going for Russian at that time. Yeah. That was going to be Russian. What do you think about the fact that we're okay with our main heroes being British, but Britain can't give up James Bond? James Bond cannot be anything but a Brit, but yet Superman can be a Brit. And not just Superman.
You threw me off there. How can Superman be a Brit?
Because Henry Cavill is a Brit.
No shit.
Oh, he fooled you, huh?
I did not know that.
And so is Batman.
Yeah, Batman I knew.
So,
I knew.
So like our greatest heroes can be Brits.
How terrible, like, how they mimic our... And we give such a horrible English accent.
Do you realize
But
do you realize that outside of the U.S., most countries speak at least two languages? And we're over here like, fucking idiot, can't speak my language. This is America. Yeah, but I'm sorry. You outsourced all your jobs to other countries. So we're speaking our native language to you. You're lucky that we speak your broken language as much as we do.
That's too funny because you've heard, what's his name? Lincoln from
Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, not Lincoln. I'm talking about his last name's Lincoln, isn't it? From
isn't it Andrew Lincoln?
Yeah, Andrew Lincoln from
Walking Dead.
Yeah, he's Australian.
Yeah, but
when he gets interviewed,
that doesn't count. That's just
he's like straight Australian.
That doesn't count. That's just British prisoners.
Yeah, pretty much. The whole freaking island was a
penal
prison.
Colony. Penal.
But then look how he speaks that. He's got that country twang.
Yes, but they can't do it just standing straight and normal. They have to twist and contort their body. At least he does. Even Alan Rickman, you know, kind of turns to the side a little bit. Who knows? That could be just like early signs of Tourette's or something. He wants to say something else.
God, I've enjoyed this show. I've enjoyed this show. It's been random.
I'm not sure if you know, but what is the status of the Back to Future, but Beverly Hills Cop TV show?
I still don't know.
I believe to one of the studios. I want to say NBC. And they were like,
it's officially going to be a TV show. It's a spinoff. Yes. It was supposed to be a TV show.
Eddie Murphy was going to be in the first episode.
In the pilot. And they were going to have, his son was going to be played by, Booty Juice from Tropic Thunder. Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, yes. But I heard, the last thing that I heard that was in the news feed and going online was that they took it to one of the major studios and they passed.
That's another one.
Which kind of sets a bad tone, because that's what happened with Wonder Woman. That was going to be a TV show again with Adrina.
There were leaked film footage, not filmed, but of what? On the set of her being filmed and stuff like that.
They actually have the first episode or two that they actually did film. But it's available outside of the U.S. because a buddy of mine He's a pilot. He could watch it when he went over to Canada. When he took a plane over to Canada, he was watching it in his hotel room on like their YouTube or something. When you go to the conventions, all those bootleggers that you know have the stuff, they have the first couple episodes on there.
Wow! How many did they finish? Was it two or three?
Probably two. I'm sure they pulled the plug after like at least the first episode. I know they got the whole thing.
Oddly enough, Superman and Batman seem to be the only superheroes that I can actually pull off a show.
I'm sorry, but I take that back
because that Flash
Superman, I'm not too keen on.
That Flash show was decent. I remember watching that Flash show. The guy was pretty good. Come on, for the time. You know, and the outfit was really good.
What do you think about Ryan Gosling for Flash? Or would you rather Bradley Cooper?
I don't know. A Bradley Cooper. How is he about that age?
Yeah, they're about that age in their mid-30s.
Okay. That's a good one. I'm gonna have to say I think it's possible. It's possible. But there's
to continue on with. I know I just told you that I finished Snitch, I finished Parker, I finished Last Stand and Looper. Now you just saw some of the other action movies that I've already seen. What do you think so far as Statham and Stallone, or not Statham, but Statham and Johnson being our new action stars?
Oh yeah, what we were talking about before. I personally think they're awesome. But like I was saying before, Statham is definitely that super duper action hero. You know, there's not going to be that's what he does. It's straight up no holds barred action flick. As opposed to Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he's got a little more acting chops, you know, because he's done Snitch. Was it an action flick? Yes, it was an action flick, but there was a lot of drama. There was like family drama in there. You know, he's playing a father. He's not playing this badass, you know, kick-ass guy. He's a normal guy thrown in, almost, I guess, like a Bruce Willis, you know, but Bruce Willis was a cop. So I guess he's got some training of some sort, but you know what I'm getting at. You know, and I could only see him getting better. He's obviously gone back to his action movies,
because he had that one little stint where he was just doing family, you know, family films, you know, with the Game Plan and with the what was the other one? The Tooth Fairy.
Well, now you got Larry the Cable Guy filling in for those, which thank God.
Yeah, but Larry the Cable Guy is funny. He can do all that sort of stuff. But like I was saying before,
I think that action stars can be other walks of life. I think that action stars can be not just these big hulking guys. I mean, granted,
see, but
I
that's
like
what's
those.
Missing. As a matter of fact, I think we've mentioned this before in one of the other shows where Sylvester Stallone said that the action hero has gone down. Because we have
they brought it back up recently with these two.
Yeah, no, obviously it's gotten back up. But we had that time where it's like
it was your
at
Tom
what
Cruises.
Point? At what point is Ryan Gosling an action hero? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That kind of throws you. Well, my generation.
It's like when did Michael Keaton get to become an action hero? Just because of Batman, it's like, eh. Now,
you know, there's certain actors out there that I don't like. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is good. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But it's like the only one that I will give you, and he's kind of worked his way in there, and I'm still kind of on the fence. You got your Matt Damon and your Ben Affleck.
What about Eddie Murphy? He's a straight up comedian who got in there.
But he does good action though, because Metro was very underrated, but really good. And
Beverly
so is Showtime.
Beverly
I
Hills.
Love Showtime.
But again, he was more the comedic relief. It was more about
yeah, but there
De Niro.
Was those, there was those certain points in the movie where he got serious and he turned into, oh my God, and Chubby Rain. Hmm. That one's awesome.
Keep it together. Kit Ramsey.
I'm gonna get you. What does he say at the end?
I'm gonna get you, sucker. I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Oh, God. That is by far one of the most underrated Eddie Murphy films.
Yes, Bowfinger.
That movie is hilarious, and all the other actors are great.
Yes, Steve Martin,
Heather Graham. When she starts, whoa,
yeah, it's, he's shimmying, by the way. But think about it, when did Keanu Reeves get inducted into the Action Hall of Fame? I mean, come on,
because of Point Break.
Oh, no, but I mean, this guy was known for Bill and Ted. How did he go from Bill and Ted to Speed to Point Break, or Point Break to Speed to...
I don't know.
That just blows my mind. That's a success story if I ever heard one
in
the action genre.
If you really want to see... Although he was good in... What was that... you were talking about it, and then coincidentally, The Watcher.
Yes.
He was actually good in The Watcher. I will give you... But he's freaky. There's certain roles
that
he plays.
That was one of those,
plays.
Though, that you didn't expect.
Yeah.
Like, he played a good bad guy.
Yeah.
But then again, people don't like him mostly because of, like, him trying to do, what is it, the Day the Earth Stood Still?
Well, that's what he's good at.
But that was what the character was supposed to be. It was supposed to be emotionless and calculating.
Correct.
And that's exactly what he was. And people were like, no.
Well, the movie that I will give you, the movie that, to me, shows you his acting chops or lack thereof... Much Ado About Nothing.
Never saw that. I saw Walk in the Clouds.
Check Much Ado About Nothing.
Isn't
and,
that the new one that they just did? With Clark
No,
Greg?
No. They redid it. What's his name? Josh Whedon redid it.
Joss.
I always say Josh. I'm sorry.
I don't know
why
you
but it's
put an
Joss.
H there. Yes.
It's so good. It's one H off. I'm sorry.
There is only one H in Josh.
Yes.
It's not like you have six and you screwed up one.
No, but it's got, I'm saying it's, there's no H in Joss. So I apologize. If you're listening out there, Mr. Whedon, I apologize for
which you're not, so don't worry
butchering
about it.
Your name. So I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one who calls him Josh. There's a lot of people that call him Josh. All right. So.
Yeah, but they probably don't have their own show.
All right. Well, anyways, Mr. Whedon has remade Much Ado About Nothing, but with his whole team.
Yeah.
You know, Nathan Fillion's in it.
Clark Gregg.
I only know him from Angel, but one of the assistants from Angel, he played.
You're gonna do that.
Whatever.
One of the half cocked.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it half cocked like that. One of the guys from Angel.
A little research for you fans out there.
Yeah, one of the guys from Coulson's in it.
I just said Clark Gregg.
Clark Gregg. There you go. I didn't know his name was Clark Gregg.
Don't say that.
I didn't. I'm not gonna lie to these people. I did not know. I know him as Coulson. For me, it'll always be Coulson.
We drink past that point of inhibition, huh?
That's basically,
I'm not gonna lie to you, folks.
Isn't there? I am not gonna lie to the good people of America. our two
six of you that listen regularly.
All of our six listeners.
Which have probably been tucked into bed by now.
they'll listen to it tomorrow morning. Oh God. But you know, there's certain actors that they're clean. Like, he will always be Coulson. Doesn't matter what else he does.
Well, it's like
he's gonna be Coulson.
Like Bruce Willis with McClane. To be honest with you, all he's doing to me now is kind of muddying up those waters. This is going to sound like blasphemy, but at this point, I could see Die Hard being remade with Statham. I'm sorry. I know that probably hurts and stings, and you're probably going to think about it when you're tossing and turning in bed tonight. Mm. But he's kind of muddied up that character with two extra outings that have been lackluster, and the plot has been so extravagant and so poorly thought out that it's just kind of left you wondering, like, was this really a Die Hard movie?
Yeah, these I know last, what you mean. These last you mean. Two, they're trying to, but once again, it's
they're like, trying to resurrect like a character.
You, it's Hollywood.
Like, yes, but they're trying to resurrect a character and reinvent them at the same time. They're not just bringing back John McClane getting stuck on a runaway train that happens to be getting robbed. It's him getting stuck on a runaway train that happens to be getting robbed, that's being airlifted out by helicopters with magnetic pieces at the bottom to go ahead and lift it up. That's going to be taken to this helicarrier so that they can go ahead and siphon it out because they're going to go ahead and use it to take over the world. It's crazy now.
It's gone over the top, and they're killing the character. That's why I have to respect Sylvester Stallone with Rocky Balboa.
Yes, he put a final kibosh on that in a beautiful way.
Yeah, and it was same thing with John Rambo.
John Rambo, he went back home finally.
Yeah.
I can never see another Rambo movie, and I will be happy.
I
saw the last one.
It's done. It's done.
The only thing that I will say to Stallone, I really, really wish you would have called the last movie John Rambo, like you did with Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Name that last one John Rambo, and there you go. There's your final statement. You did those characters justice by putting the final kibosh, because the way you left the fifth Rocky was kind of lackluster. A street fight.
He's not proud of that one. And he will tell you that one was just money. He really didn't want to. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know that
the high note. If he would have stopped there, that would have been fine.
I saw that documentary where they did it was like an hour and a half on Bio, I think it was.
A True Hollywood Story.
Huh?
A True Hollywood Story.
something similar to that, but it was the whole Rocky. They've done it also with Halloween and stuff like that. What's it called? The documentary said that Rocky was not supposed to pass the second one.
Yeah, well,
he was supposed to die in the second one, and he had actually he wrote it and showed it to I can't remember if it was the director or one of his friends or something like that, and he was saying, when he did the changes, because the studio wanted him to do the changes, like, oh, you can't kill him off or stuff like that. The friend told him, like, the story was better when he died.
Yeah. So that's
well,
what...
Well, not in my opinion. I think that the fact that they got to do that sixth one, which really did go ahead and put the final kibosh on the character and let him live a meaningful life, came back to his roots, his kid finally, you know, came to terms with him. Everything... That's the send-off that I wanted to see for that character, where you see everything's going to be all right.
And it's not only that. It's him coming to terms with his own life and going out the way he wanted to go out, mm-hmm. you know? Because it gets to the point where he's telling the same story to the same people in the restaurant, and he's a fighter. That's what he does. He fights.
I love that scene where he's pleading to the council, and they're like, no, you can't come back. And he's like, if I want to come back, I can come back. I mean, come on. But this, to me, you could take this whatever you want, whichever way you want to. This is kind of like Star Wars. You go out the way you want to with these characters instead of just bringing them back for the hell of it. Like, I don't know what they're planning on doing with episode 7 here, but they're bringing them all back. This is the way you need to send off a character. He put a real stamp on his creations. Not that Rambo's his creation.
He didn't even win.
No, that was always the point.
He didn't win, but he won the people's respect, and that kid learned what boxing was.
But that was always the point, is that, you know what?
I love that line. How does the coach tell him? Apollo's coach. Let's create your joints are calcified.
Yeah.
You can't as let's create bombs or something like that to his fist, man. And you see him, he's punching with these humongous weights just to get power behind him, because mm-hmm. he's not fast. But if he hits you,
yeah.
You're going to feel it. I love that movie. That movie was great. I mean, it was a total respect for the character. But
that's the way they should.
And it's a send-off. It's a proper send-off.
If you're going to do legacy movies, which is what I'm going to call that, Rambo and Rocky are both legacy movies, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They need to give them a send-off and put a stamp on it. Which I believe is something that Star Wars has become, Indiana Jones has become, their legacy movies.
You know what's funny now that we're sitting here talking about this? Arnold doesn't have a legacy movie.
You could, I guess, technically call...
It was Conan
Terminator.
And Conan the Destroyer.
Well, he's
Terminator.
Doing it.
Terminator, okay.
But you know what, though? But he's never had his own movie that he's... built from the ground up like Stallone has. Even though Rambo isn't his creation, he took that character, he made the movies, and he put the final send-off on it. Even though it was based off of somebody else's book. I keep getting confused because they both start with R. But Rocky... is his own creation. And he
actually,
put the send-off on there like he wanted to.
Actually, I was watching on ESPN a documentary where they were talking to the real Rocky, a guy that supposedly exact same story, and Sylvester Stallone approached him to do the story, which I thought was pretty funny. And a little bit later on, you know how he the guy actually, to make extra money, did an exhibition with a wrestler, just like Thunderlips, the whole nine yards. I think it actually went to court and Sylvester Stallone settled or something like that. I can't remember the name of the boxer, but the exact same story. They call him, he's from Philadelphia, the whole nine yards. They call him the real Rocky.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. So it's technically, he kind of took that story from somebody else. So I thought it was pretty funny when I was looking at that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and he won't recognize it. I mean, I think like I said, I'd have to look it up again. But mm-hmm. it's within the confines of
okay.
that kind of like that, which was pretty funny.
I was like, damn, well, for all that's legal messed
purposes,
up.
For all legal purposes, he has the right to do whatever he wants to with that character.
Yeah. But the guy took him to court for that, so... Because he's like, oh, no, that's not you. No, it's not? Oddly enough, I fought a wrestler as well. And it was like, this is before Rocky, was it 3, was it?
Mm-hmm.
With Clubber Lang and...
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, you be the judge of that.
Yeah. That being said, I think we're closing out this show.
Yeah.
This was a fun one, I have to say.
It was, because honestly, between me and you, you know we can keep talking. So.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed at least the crossed road that this one went down. We just kind of zigzagged our way through many different topics. I hope you could keep up and enjoy yourself. I'm going to leave you with a question that... I think is on the horizon, at least if DC keeps going the way it does. Teen Titans. That's a pretty popular franchise because of Young Justice most recently. Not so much the Teen Titans shows that they've been putting out that are kind of crap, like the Teen Titans Go. But
Powerpuff Girls.
I would like to go ahead and see a Teen Titans movie. I know it's years out if DC ever decides to go ahead and make it.
It does not have to be, but they make it so.
Yeah, but if it was going to be made, which characters would you want to see as the Teen Titans?
Jason Gordon-Levy as Robin.
No, not necessarily, but anyway. Which characters would you like to see as your Teen Titans, and which characters would you choose to play them? Swap that, reverse it. Which people would you like to see play these characters in a live-action movie? And which characters would
Terry
be
Crews
in this live
as Cyborg.
Action movie? Yes, absolutely. He looks like a teenager. Yeah. Let's go ahead and put Lance Armstrong as Kid Flash. Gone through all the hardships of life, losing Sheryl Crow and a testicle.
All in the same year, right?
Hope not. That's enough for a country song right there. That being said, post your comments on our Facebook page. Please like it while you're there. Influx Radio bids you adieu. Another fine farewell.
Adieu. And you
number
13
is in the bag.
All right,
bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. Yeah.